Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business. Ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Wednesday, Hope Day, June 21st, and our beloved V. Hale has joined us. I'm super excited to hang this weekend.
I'm so excited.
This Secret Show is going to be off the hook.
A massive party.
I know. It's going to be great. So fun. So it's not too late. If you'd like to go, just RSVP at AugustHallSF.com, and we'll see you over there Saturday. Doors at noon. I would get there a little early if you're RSVPing, because it is going to be first come, first serve. Although it's such a huge place, I can't imagine that we'll reach capacity, especially midday. I mean, people are, they like to save themselves for that nighttime going off. We're excited, though, to do it. And we've got a drag show right after us. And we've got a lot of special guests, not just V. Hale. We've got a couple other people who are going to be there.
Yeah, we do.
All kinds of surprises and fun things for the audience. So if no one has anything that they want to, like, V, we haven't seen you in a week. Is there anything you'd like to, or 2 weeks? Is there anything you'd like to report on? Has anything happened to your vagina while we've been gone?
What happened?
Not that doesn't usually happen.
Oh, just the regular old stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
just
a girl can
away.
Hope, right?
Diddle.
Just diddle that. Twiddle your thumbs and diddle your fiddle. All right, then I'm going to get into this. I talked to Vinny about this early this morning. Like, I have this, I read it, and I'm like, okay, we all know these people, and this is, it's all based on just massive insecurity and trust issues. And so I'll just read it to you, and then you can help. But here's the thing. It's the person who's writing it isn't the person that needs the help. It's the person that they're writing it about. So here we go. Hey, guys, okay. I'm at my wit's end. My husband thinks I have a crush on our child's Little League coach and has come close to accusing us of having an affair. It couldn't be further from the truth. I can barely keep up with our own kids and pleasing him, and I don't have the energy for anyone else. I don't have the time or energy for anyone else. I'll try to sum it up quickly. About 4 to 6 players have stayed together with this coach for the past few years. Our kids have all become great friends from both from baseball, and they all go to the same school. My husband thinks we communicate too much. The only communication we have is emails for batting lineup because I've been the scorekeeper, and texts for when the kids want to have play dates. His wife has gone back to the office and he works from home, so it's just the quickest way of communicating. I think part of the husband's insecurity is that my husband's ex-wife cheated on him with a coworker. And he's definitely a sensitive Sally. This will sound biased because he's my husband, but he is the best looking dad on the team. I countered by saying, there are more attractive moms on our team, but I trust you. Part of his argument is that I'm always defending this coach regarding his coaching choices. I'm not defending him. I just don't want to have the argument. Coaches volunteer over 10 hours a week. So if the husband isn't willing to do that, I don't think we have a lot of room to talk. I may not agree with the coach's choices, but I certainly can't coach. So just shut it and talk shit with the other dads in the outfield. How would you guys settle this and assure your spouse that there's nothing going on? What I've been doing hasn't worked so far. I love you. I'm only attracted to you. Explaining the minimal amount of contact we have. He's not attractive to me, etc. Thanks in advance. Unsigned.
She's already done what she could do. He's carrying over baggage from his past relationship. Like, what else can she do to say it?
Right.
And you can't say you can't talk to men. Like, that's insane.
Right.
I don't know. I think, like, it sucks. He's maybe a great guy, but, like, dude, you can't carry that shit over. I get it. I've been cheated on, too. I think a lot of us have been cheated on.
Sure, everyone has.
You bring that in, dude, it's going to destroy that marriage. I don't think there's anything else she can do. She can do it, and eventually it's going to drive her away. But
well, that's it right there. Like, when you get accused of something over and over again and you feel like you're defending against this thing that you absolutely haven't done, you're like, I might as well go fuck that guy. Like, what is...
I'll give you something
I'm paying the... Yeah, I'll give you something to talk about. Just something to accuse me of. I mean, obviously, we're not recommending that.
No.
But the person who needs the help here is the husband. Vinny,
yeah.
You had a lot to say about this morning. What are your thoughts?
Well, I didn't know the whole story. I'm interested in it because I think we all have different levels of trust and different levels of concern. And I often would be, how do I put this?
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business. Ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of 5-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 5-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 5-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 5-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Even if I felt some shit, like some kind of that stinking suspicion, that awful feeling where you're like, I think I'm compromised here. I feel bad. I feel like, and I don't know why I can't put my finger on it. Mm-hmm. I would still keep my fucking mouth shut. Like, there's just, I'm not going to be that guy who creates what this husband is creating. It's not within his control to keep her from cheating, and acting like a douchebag is going to push her to cheat. Not mm-hmm. that she's, you know, that's right. The wrong way to word that.
Because
she may not be
cheat,
that kind of person at all. Right. She may not be pushed to cheat. She might just be pushed to break up.
I can't take it anymore. You're constantly accusing me of things that I haven't done, and I don't want to be in a relationship with someone who doesn't trust me.
Right. So that's a better way to word that. But it does come down to, he has to do the work on himself. And so as the wife who's writing in, that's what I would say. I would say very simply, you got to sort your shit out. Bottom line, you need to go to a counselor. You need to start talking to yourself. When you get weird feelings that make you feel compromised, stop it. I don't know how to stop it.
Cut the shit, dude.
You got to stop it. You got to stop.
You're dumping your shit on me.
Right. Like, that is not. And I get it. Like, moms, I'll give you an example. Christina's tied into every part of our daughter's lives. Every part. She texts with the teachers. She texts with their coaches. They all have this, you know, it's a network. She texts with the other parents at the theater class that my daughter, you know, like, she's.
Nicely
and
done,
frankly,
Benny.
Thank God for that, because I don't want any mm-hmm. part of it. So, like, there's one side of this is the dad saying, you know, I don't want you're communicating too much. Okay, you fucking do it, douchebag. And you know what? He'll be like, whoop, fumble all the time, because nobody
Oops,
can
I
keep
forgot
that.
To do that. Right?
Yeah, right. And there's or a kid's wait, was I on pickup? Whoops. Yeah, dude. That's what your wife is taking care of. So I don't know why you're not appreciating that. Instead, you're turning that into, she's at an orgy? What?
Right. I mean, honestly, it is such a stretch from, you know, I think you have a crush on that guy, to I really think you're fucking him. Like, what do I do about this? Well, nothing, because it's not happening. You know what you do? I think Vinny just said it best. This guy needs to go talk to someone about his massive insecurity issues. And okay, fine. Maybe it was that his ex-wife cheated on him with a coworker. That would do it. You'd be so bummed. You trust someone completely and they fucked. But now you're fucking this up, dude. You're the problem now. Mm-hmm. You've got to. It's like Vinny said, he's like, even if he had that sneaking suspicion, you don't say anything about it. Wait till it reveals itself. Yeah, you can't police other people and make wild accusations with zero proof, hoping they'll go, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, me?
He's making his wife pay for it. His current wife
pay for
what his ex-wife did.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And
ding, 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 ding.
I think another thing you can add to this is any one of us can have sympathy for a person who's been cheated on.
Absolutely.
And any one of us who's felt that, and I think all of us have to one extent or another had that feeling where you're just gutted. You're just absolutely gutted by someone that you cared about for whatever reason, whether they cheated or dumped you or whatever thing. You're just, you know that feeling, and it's terrible. And I've definitely had a girl, my high school girlfriend was, you know, we were a mess. There was none of what we were up to was healthy for either of us.
Right. Well, you were kids, Vinny.
But we learned,
when you're figuring that stuff out.
A lot through that process. So look, I have sympathy for someone who's cheated on, but there's a, what do you want to call that? Like, there's a time limit on that. You don't get to grieve that for the rest of your life and make everyone pay because that chick, and who knows, maybe he was a jealous cunt before with the first wife, and that maybe that was the first wife's reaction to it was, fuck, if this guy's going to be following me everywhere mm-hmm. and push, mm-hmm. you know, maybe I should just fuck the work my work friend. I don't know. I don't know what, but there's...
And he's hot. Might as well.
Yeah, right. He wants to fuck. He keeps asking me, so... You know, so, I don't know. I should just do it. I'm going to have to fucking answer for it anyway. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's been that way in advance of being cheated on,
yeah,
or this is a reaction to it. But either way, he's got to go get the help he needs to sort it out. This many years later, it's not on anybody but him to get himself straightened out.
Him. You know, it's true. I sort of gave him the benefit of the doubt that this all stemmed from that one thing. But I know a guy who's just like, he eats himself alive with jealousy. And he's older, you know, he's 50, what am I, 56? He's 57 plus years old. And he's never been able to make a relationship work because he undermines it. He will, you know, you're going to go do something by yourself. Well, I'm going to fucking follow you.
We talked to him, though, recently, right? And he said that he's over that stage.
He says because that, he's but learned that's bullshit. Please, he's still writing poetry and following chicks.
Well, that's the way I think most of us learn about jealousy and how we're acting. It's a terrible look. It's a really bad look on yourself.
It's so stupid,
And then you learn that through experience, though. You know, and hopefully this guy can see that from the outset. If there's some way he can take a step back and see how douchebaggery he's looking, then maybe he can change up.
Well, if there's ever a guy that would benefit from some real analyst. That's what
analrapist.
That's what I'm looking for. This guy, you know, he should go talk to him. This might actually be something that he could quickly clear up, because he is torturing. Not just he's clearly tortured, because he's grinding on this thing that isn't happening. He's worried about things that aren't going on.
I do think the first most important thing was to realize that I'm not in control of another person's love for me. I mean, I want them to love me, and I want to be good to them, and I want that to be reciprocal. But if they're falling out of love with me or falling in love with someone else in their life, I'm not in control of that. I can't. Right. I can't. And by acting jealous in an effort to, I guess, control that situation or get that situation back at, you know, where it feels comfortable to you,
right,
you're actually making your relationship worse.
You're pushing that person away.
And when you learn that, and when you see that, and when you get that as you grow up and mature, I think where you find yourself, where I have found myself, is I'm completely let go of the wheel where that's concerned. I do the best I can to be a good partner, but I'm not in control of her at all. I can't control her other inputs. I'm not going to sit there and be like, could you talk to the ugly teachers, but the good-looking male teachers, I'll jump in and deal with them. Like, what the fuck? No.
But I will say this about you. I believe you. I think that you do trust implicitly. But if someone gives you a reason to not trust them, or you do find something out, you're done.
Bye.
Bye.
If I find myself with that feeling where, like, that's really what it does come down to. If someone is making me feel uneasy, if I find myself feeling like I smell a fucking rat,
I can't trust this person.
If I'm feeling that, and I'm telling you, I'm not quick to go there, but if I'm feeling that, then the problem is my problem. And my problem isn't to be like, how can I get control of this? My problem is to say, I feel extremely uneasy with some of these things that you're up to, and I got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big enough person for you to be doing the Lambada every Tuesday night with Frank from down the street.
Fucking Frank. He's always
Frank and the fucking Lambada. I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something that would make me...
Is that a euphemism for something else?
Well, that's, you know, they call that the dance of love or the sex dance or something. I'm just saying, if there's something that my wife is doing that's making me feel compromised, I think it's more likely that I need to just express that I'm not comfortable. I don't feel good. This isn't you. It's me. But I can't be in a relationship where I'm fretting every time you leave on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9. Like, I can't.
Because the next thing you know, you're going to be in the car following her. So instead, pack a bag, get the fuck out of there. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this is it's no way to live, and the jealousy is super unhealthy, and it's eating away at you, and it's eating away at the husband, of course, as well.
And she's doing nothing wrong,
right?
That's
the whole thing here, right?
Knows that.
I mean,
what's the most? Let me ask you something, V.
Unless she's actually doing the coach.
She's actually fucking the coach, then it's.
What's the most jealous thing you've ever done, V?
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I don't know if this is considered jealousy or just backing up what I already knew. But my ex would sometimes disappear days at a time because of drugs. And you never know why they're gone or what's going on. And one time he came home, and this was before passcodes on phones and stuff like that.
Oh.
He had been gone for a couple days, came home, and I'm like, you know, once again, like, what's the deal? He's like, oh, I'm just here really quick. I'll be right back. And his phone was dead, so he charged it and left. And I was like, well, you
dumbass.
Obviously,
I'm going to look.
Yeah. So I flipped it open and went through, and there was no names, but I went through numbers and dialed the one that had been in there, and there was some text. It didn't say anything shady. I ended up finding out who it was, and I knew it wasn't her. It was his friend's girl, and she's the one who had the phone. And I called it, and she was like, hello. And I was like, you know, who the fuck is this?
And she's like, that's
what?
A good start.
And I was like, I want to get to the point. And I was just like, you're fucking hanging out with my man? Like, what's the deal? Is this what you enjoy? And she goes, when? And I was like, last night. And she didn't ask, who is this? And she was like, well, who is it? And I was like, oh, you're hanging out with more than one fucking dude? I said, you fucking whore. I was like, who do you think it is? I just went off. Anyways, once she kept talking, I recognized her voice. I'm shocked she didn't recognize mine. And I was like, oh, I know exactly who that is. And then I was like, oh, okay, it's fine, and hung up. But
it was fine. Even though you were jealous and you called that was a
but
person.
That's
that
what
you
I'm
didn't...
saying. I don't know if it's jealousy or just saying, hey, fuck you. You've been gone for days.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and take a little deep dive into this because it's always like I'm not doing anything. Well, besides drugs and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I finally had it and was like, I'm going to go ahead and take a look into this myself. So.
Right. That's funny.
Yeah.
It turns out to be nothing. She recognizes, what are you talking
well,
about?
Were
you hanging out with a
I
bunch of guys,
wrong,
you whore?
But, yeah. But she did have like a thing for my dude. So I kind of thought it was funny. And hey, maybe they did, but I really highly doubt it. But
I love that story.
Though?
Thank you.
It's pretty good.
I just really think that's funny. Detective work, not jealousy.
Yeah, I'm with you. That feels right.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, we're going to see you again tomorrow. We can delve into somebody else's problems.
I love the double
times
dose
this straight. Week. Awesome.
Right on Saturday. Uh-huh. Special secret show. The not so secret drag show. Very exciting. Yes. All right. Have a great day, you guys. Oh, by the way, if you've got a question or, you know, some kind of problem that we could help you with or just a fun story, we like those too. Send it along. Bryn, BRYN, at Radio Alice.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really? AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Have a great day. Vinny, those magic words.
The end.